Good Ner of Yontif. Today we'll begin Simen Kuf Chaf. Maybe continue it before Yontif. Maybe continue after the first day. Simen Kuf Chaf is the halachas of Siris Ha'Aymer and the Avelus of the Aymer. So we'll do that for the next couple of days. So the second night of Yontif we begin Siris Ha'Aymer. You're supposed to say Sviras Ha'Emer standing, and the time to do it is L'chadchila immediately after Tzeis HaKoychavim. But Yeved, if you didn't do it immediately, so you can do the Svira all night. If you're saying the Svira in Shul, you have to make either a Kiddush or a Havdalah, so when Shabbos comes in or Yontif comes in, so you should say the Svira after the Kiddush, and it should be before Havdalah. That's because we want to make the Kiddush as early as possible and the Havdalah as late as possible. If Yontif Sheni ends up being if Yontif Sheni ends up being Matzei Shabbos, which means you're going to say both Kiddush and Havdalah, so then you would say it beforehand rather than you would say the Kiddush beforehand, and then afterwards you say the Svira. If a person forgot to say the Svira at night, so then he could say it all day, and he can still he just says it without a bracha. The next day, he continues with a bracha. If a person forgot the whole day, so then for the rest of the Svira, this is without a bracha. If he's misupik as to whether he made a bracha, as to whether he counted or not, so then the halacha is that he can continue to count with a bracha, because it's a svek sveka. There are different shitas that say it's not a problem if you forgot a day, and also he's misupik as to whether he actually counted or not. If someone comes to you and asks during Bein HaShemashos, how many days is today? So you should not say today is 2 days or 3 days. Rather, you should say yesterday was X, Y, or Z. Because if you say today is X, Y, or Z, so then that's your Svira already. L'chadchila, when you make the bracha, you should know what day you're talking about. But Yevet, if you didn't, if you just made the bracha, Awanasi, you're going to listen to somebody else, it's also okay. And even if you made a mistake, you said 4 and it's 5, so you can correct yourself, you should correct yourself right away. However, if there's a hefsek, so then you missed it, and then you should do it again with a bracha, because what you did today was meaningless. There's a special maravis, a special piyutim, they say, on the second night of Pesach, which is the night of Svira. Usually the rule is, for those who say maravis, is if the first night is Shabbos, so then the first night's maravis gets knocked off to the second night, pushed off to the second night. This is not true with the case of Svira, because it's a special one for the first night of Svira. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during the Svira, and therefore we have mixus avelus, that we don't have weddings then, and we don't take haircuts or shave. There are various minhagim as to how to keep that avelus. The first minhag is that we just keep it for the first 33 days. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Part of some did actually die on Lag BaOmer, but we say mixus ayom kekulay, and therefore if you just keep part of Lag BaOmer as avelus, and then that's good enough. So therefore the minhag is that we don't stop, that we only start taking haircuts and shaving in the morning and not at night. Lag BaOmer also has a din of a mixus yontif. We don't say any tachnun, and we have mixus simcha on that day. So this is the first minhag. The first minhag is that we keep the first 33 days, and then it breaks on Lag BaOmer. In addition to that, if you're keeping those days of Svira, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, so then you are allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos because it's both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, then you're allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. In a case where you have keeping the first days of Sphira up until Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer comes out on a Sunday, so similarly, you're allowed to shave on Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos, and then you would have Lag BaOmer on the Sunday. So, Be'ezus Hashem, next time, we will continue with the rest of the halachas of Sphira, the rest of Simin Kuvcha.